This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is The Huge Upside.
Dakong pangutay na asa man kakaroon, asa man kapadulong. Wag ihuna-huna, wag po na hibulong. Kung ganahan ka sa gusto nila ni mo, daghan man sila'g isa ba. Gusto lang sila na makaot mo ang tanan ni mong ibunga. Mura pag sila'y musaka. Sila kabaylo, nga gusto lang ninyo magpuyo sa balay, kaysa magtayo. Di sila kapukong, nga ikaw maglukong. Tambay o paruhay magpalayo. Wa sila kabaylo, nga gusto lang ninyo magpuyo sa balay, kaysa magtayo. Di sila kapukong, sa inyo.
All I can say is that was one lovely song. Just brings back memories. It takes me back to the 90s. Where I namina og Yano or kay Dong Abay ba. I'm just so starstruck that this guy finally agrees to be on this podcast. But actually, we've always like discussed this. We would be in each other's podcast, but now it's already happened. Magpuyo, that song. Luis Yumoya's first single on Spotify. This guy right here. Bye, welcome.
Hey, good thank evening. You. Salamat imo mo gihype kayo. Maulota, maulaw. Maulota sa mga comparisons, pero thank you so much. Yes.
Ah, you did. Well deserved, man. I need to ask this, and I really need to ask you this.
Yep.
How old are you, Lou?
I'm old enough. Actually, 31, yes. And my dad.
31. It yep. Took you around this long to release your first song. What's so different this time around? Nganong na why you have this confidence now to like
yeah. Put actually, this out? Thank you so much for asking. Pero like before we begin, good evening, may gabi sa
good evening sa tanan.
So mga wala kabalo, nagkailang mini mix sa kanang you know, through the podcasting world po, I've been podcasting for a bit po, and although na pause gamay ako ang Hisgutanan nga podcast. I would have to go back to it, pero like after us later. In terms of kanings the song na that just got released on Spotify, it was really just a matter of kanang you know things finally aligning for me. Kay for the longest time kanang I've really been dabbling into songwriting yun like since high school na mi subject before. Like you know as a child like I really loved music growing up, a lot of music, and then kanang sa church exposed kay ko kanang you know performances good every week sa Sunday like you know kanang praise and worship and then in high school na sa mong music na class like sa kanyer around sa kanyer na isa ka like quarter nga ang topic is all about songwriting so like tuluan ni sa mga structures sa songs anana. And then ang final requirement is to write a song and then nakasulat kog song atong time nakalimutan ko unsa gitong unsa akong gisulat pero I just remembered nga murag naka-feel kog sense of like accomplishment and then ang compliments po from my teachers and my friends about sa song so motoy murag first gyud nako nga push to really like dabble into songwriting and then the year after murag ako mga classmates nakalimot na sa music na subjects sa songwriting na katong among requirement pero ako kay it's really stuck with me and then when time came around na murag na kinahanglan na maybe tawag murag song to sing as a batch like you know graduating song or like batch song I got to writing and then I shared it with my batchmates and then they really loved it. Lahit po ni siyang song. Dili ni Mao.
Yeah.
And basta basically like ang akong point lang is high school pa lang yun. Nagsugod na ko og sulat og songs and then
a love for music.
Yes, nalagi ko nang murag passion. Yeah. Pero in college and then eventually when I became like a professional, wala gibitaw yung ko nagkakuha og any opportunity to collaborate with like
an artist.
With or, producers, with kanang yeah. people who are in the know sa music. So, wala gid ko. Ano ko nga, siguro someday na ako mailhan gyud. And then, finally, it happened this year when I went back to Iligan. So, muna siya nga.
Oh, okay.
To answer your question, I really just met the right people. And then, I began writing a lot of songs during the pandemic. And then, finally, it all.
Oh, went, like, you know. Okay. How many songs na?
Karon? Okay. Okay. Daghan. I would say between like the completed na mga songs and then mga drafts, siguro, give or take, mga 40, 50, gina na.
That's a lot!
Yes, yes. Pero like, all of them, except for this one, are unreleased. A lot of the songs are like solo. Pero naapok yeah. ko yung songs that I am writing for a band. Like, it's a heavier, more like more met, more rock, more alt
yeah.
na type na music. And so, yeah, muna siya ang, like, I wrote and wrote and wrote. Even, like, siguro, ibutan ta 2019, tail end of 2019. And then,
you by just 2020, kept writing.
Like, we were really, I began meeting with people and then, like, the plano na ginunta mi magsugod na ginunta sa mong banda 2020.
And then, Corona.
Pandemic happened then, yes. Yeah. And then, like, muna siya nga, I paused for a bit. Although, you know, the songwriting still continued, pero like the like production process really took a hit and then siguro ang sa may ako may ngun. Bas, siguro like the positive thing lang that to come out of it is kanang during the pandemic I began like you know, began the podcast that I had.
Yeah.
And then I met you guys and then I bought this microphone, which is the same microphone yeah. that I'm using for
just to record.
For yes, for the song. So basically, very DIY kaini siyang approach.
Cool. So cool.
Song. I don't even consider it a single. Kaya you know, a single is something na dapat gini mo i-release, nagi marketing, nagi hype, nagi all of
yeah,
that.
But yeah. This is it. Let's just coin this. This is the hype about.
Yeah. This is the rollout. Yes. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I like the sound, man. It brings me back to the 90s. It's like, yeah. But that's I heard the other song you did, Kata Home. It doesn't sound like a 90s song. Sounds like mellow emo sound,
like a folk indie type.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I really have a lot of influences, man. Pero siguro basta as long as it's like super catchy and makabig ko sa melody and like sa progression sa story and sa song itself. I cross genres very easily. Siguro andi lang kay na kumurag super trips kana ning yung mga deathcore, mga metal ko mga
metal
mo kana dili na kay ko dira. Pero in terms of kanang genres like hip hop, indie, rap,
oh for sure,
pop, yeah, I dabble into all of that. And to hone in your point, namara siyang 90s feel. Actually, kanisya nga song magpuyo. Kay I was just really trying to write a song in Bisaya. Kay most of my songs actually are in English. A lot of it are in English. Pero I really challenged myself. Kay murag you're not worth your salt as a writer if you cannot write in your own language.
For and, sure. Yes. I like that. And, yeah.
And so kana murag ana kong gichanya concept niya, I found mangud na writing metaphors and imagery is easier in English for me, you know, as a graduate of EB English.
Yeah. But it's nice, it's low cuz you know, it's the mother tongue and I think it's about time, you know, like with the rise of Bisaya music, with Bisaya rap and yeah. Bisaya indie music, I think it's timely that you actually put out a Bisaya song, because I think it's the right time, and it don't matter how old you are. You're finally living your dream.
Yes,
I'm so
buddy.
Jealous. Yeah, I'm so jealous,
no,
man.
No, like you are living your own dream, Ampudo. You know, being a podcast. By the way, I would like to congratulate you on partnering up with the radio station or the
newspaper publishing company.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. But
you're also living your dream. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, sure, man. Thank you. But you know, I'm an artist, frustrated artist. At some point, you know, that's why, like, you always find us in music scene and always covering artists, because that's part of our frustration that we couldn't be artists, you know. But yeah, now that we have the connections, and now that you know the people, like, we're one step away from actually, you know, making a song, and you actually beat me to it. Good for you, man. I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, and all of this would not have been possible if not for the producer of the song, who is Maitosh.
Yeah, for sure.
Rafan, and you could just type it here. I'll comment. I'll message you so your name, and then you can all guys, if you're interested in producing music, looking up. It's very proficient, very efficient, and like prolific kasi nga producer. Name sa Facebook.
Mr. Maitosh Eloy Rafanan, right?
Yes, on Facebook. And I met him through a mutual rapod when I was creating my band. We are going to perform someday in the future. So initially ang amoragi-murag mga gipang produce or gipang record or lang mong sabutan lang na collaboration is the band, and then eventually naka-open up ko sa yangabay na ako mga solo po ng mga songs na more like dire kay siya mo bagay na heavy nga sound, pero like something na you and I could probably work with, and then ninguro po siya nga sige lang, may problema. And then I sent him a recording of me, like, you know, singing the song, and then siguro a few days later naanay siya complete backing instrumentals ko. What the hell, like it's incredible. Yeah, ang turnaround rate, then ang the way he saw the vision. I just told him na muna siya ang murag reference ng mga sounds na mura siya Missing Philemon, mura siya River Maya type na sound.
So you mean to say that song magpuyo, the other instruments he just filled it up?
Yes. So from the drums, the bass line, like basically, like I wouldn't even like claim half of the song as mine. Siguro like ang songwriter.
Yeah, you actually played that song in TikTok, diba?
I uploaded like a cover on a performance on Facebook, and the extent my musical talent is very like narrow, like songwriting lang. I would consider myself a kind of okay songwriter. And then I can play guitar, but beyond that, okay, like I don't know anything about music. So this guy Eloy Maitosh Rafana is good at everything, and like he's self-taught, he's self-made basically. And guys, if you're someone who wants to to have a song produced, like namo idea in your mind for a song,
this is your guy.
Hook up with him. I can hook you up with him, and so like pwede ra gid na inyo storyhan kung sa inyong plans, sa inyong vision for any musical endeavor nga naa ka sa inyong mind, and
this guy can burn it, huh?
Wonders for you guys, like promise, I can vouch for him. He's very good, he's very personable, and very very good. He's just an all around good person.
I haven't seen you so hyped and energized. This is probably it. It just gives us great joy, you know, to be able to express ourselves, especially in art and in music. And back then, you know, like dili kayo siya accepted. It's not really freely accepted to be an artist. Like there's always these question marks, like, is it a waste of time? Is it productive? Well, now you can say it is productive because where do you actually release your songs? Do you use DistroKid? What's your aggregator?
But I will tell you like the story of how I got into Spotify. It's very like simple, and I didn't even think about it for like 3 weeks. And so I just got told na ay mga distribution networks na pwede nimo atuan and ay mga free. And then the problem lang is kanang
there's if, free.
Yeah, yeah. That if a problem is a free, so you cannot really control kung or when it will be released, when it will be approved. Na bitaw.
Oh,
so like
okay.
They'll just let you know nga it's already up on Spotify na na. And so mo to nga murag ako ang pag-post ato is na ay tinge of like surprise. Ngulo na upload na ako ang song. So the one that I use is something called Amuse.io.
Amuse.io, okay.
Yeah. So basically, that's a free distribution network na like free gitya. Na lang siguro siya limits in terms of like how many songs you could upload and then how many like and kana lagi dili gyud mo makontrol ang release dates and whatnot. And then mas dugay ang yang processing, like siguro yang na minimum na promise is like 1 month. Although naabot ang song nga na-approve na siya is like 3 weeks or something, 2 weeks. So yeah, mo lang na siya. Kanang ang kulang lang yun siguro sa most people, especially if nanagin sila yung mga songs ready in their pocket, is just to try out and upload on Spotify. And na, you know, as someone po na nakatry na po upload like podcast episodes on Spotify, that one is easier and more instant. Like, same
thing,
lang
right?
Yeah. mas gabi lang ang process, ang mas stringent lang ilang work screening process sa for songs. Kaya, you know, it has to go through like copyright and all of that.
Yeah.
And by the way, to answer your question, ano murag lively kayo karon, because you know, as someone nga who's like hosted podcasts before, you understand nga it's the guest who needs to shine. Diba? And so like
yeah, for sure. No, Lou, you this we've made this like platform available for anyone, man. Like like you can be yourself here by like it don't matter what we talk here or who gets the microphone.
Yeah.
Like and I just kind of felt that you kind of needed this cuz you're an independent artist. And not that you need us, huge upside. You have your own, like you have your own like community. You have a community already who like really zealously follow Louis Jimoya.
No.
But you don't actually need a platform like us, but somebody still needs to do it. Like I for one like to cover an artist's beginning. Cause when they blow up, you'll never have the time. You'll have a hard time doing that.
Yeah.
So,
and at least you can say now, hey, you know, in the early days.
I was these, the one these are bragging like, rights.
Put him up there. And then, yeah.
Like we got to him first. Yeah. We covered him when in his beta phases. Katunga so good pa siya.
And by like, I mean, I have no like aspirations like blowing up. Like to be completely honest, okay. If kanang ganahan lang yun ko nga musikat lang yun ko, and I would have chosen like a simpler topic for the song. I would have chosen like a more modern approach sa sound.
What do you mean? The song is modern, man.
It in a sense is modern that I don't know, maybe the production is like very kind of crisper than like in the past, but in the sense that, you know, I could have chosen like an easier genre to get into, like hip hop or more indie sound. But this one is like clearly like alt rock, and
yeah.
And
I actually thought that you would actually like lease this to like people who would run for, you know, for candidacy this election, because it could. But I mean, but the meaning to the song is different. Actually,
yeah,
it's probably like the most like opposite of that.
Yes. So like that is also the beauty of the song, is that I don't think it's something that na discussed na siya like ever in, you know, I think like the topics, the subject matter is very unique and something na ako ra pag-gahuna-huna, something na ako lang yung thoughts on the world. Like because you know, and I'm sure you would agree, there's a lot of talk about like hustle culture, kind of working hard to get
for sure
what you want and to be where you want to be in life. And
I tried to be that at the beginning, but you know, it just doesn't sound so natural for me. So yeah, I get what you mean. Like, I'm pagbot.
Yes. And so I the song is about a conversation, like, you know, two sides. There are people who really care about material status, wealth, or what you're doing with your life, and then here comes the like the person speaking in the song, why would you care? Like, it's why would you care if I just stay at home? So that's really something put na murag I've really come to tipo siguro imbibe or something na murag. Sometimes I could feel by in myself na there's no really need to live a life nga murag chase you kasap or something. Like, it's enough to just kanang, you know, like, spend your days like wasting away with friends and family and having a good time. And wish dapat dili ta makafeel og any pressure unta nga
for sure
always go for the gold. Okay, not everyone gets the gold. Because if everyone gets the gold becomes meaningless.
Then, yeah, it is. Yeah, the value just disappears right away. Because
so basically, it's like
everyone will get it.
Anti-work anthem. And then it's also like
magpuyo para ko sa balay.
Yes, magpuyo sa balay. It's also something na more about, and even things like beyond work, like kanang people always saying you should chase your happiness, or something. Ano man? Like, why would I? Like, I know this is like very weird. This is very weird. It's just me and my thoughts.
No, actually, a lot of people can actually relate to this because a lot of people will feel pressured by peers or by family or by just society, you know. Yep. Especially now with this we're in this digital age where everybody can just, you know, freely express themselves. Yeah. And the social flex of everything, and na naman di ay kung I just live a simple life, diba? Like, yes. I don't need to like flex everything or brag everything, but
yes.
this song is actually very timely. Nice. Magpuyo by Louie. Dakong pangutana, asa makakaron? Did you actually have a real conversation or did you just role play this in your head?
No, it's just it's just an ongoing conversation I have with myself. There are people like when I get into conversations with people, it's always kanang ano mga connected ron? Unsa na may mong ginabuhat ron?
Yeah.
And then like, I don't like answering it because I don't find any like fulfillment in my work life. Because it's just like a job that pays the bills. I don't really put a lot of stock into it. Mas importante pa sa ako ang mga things nga that I do outside of work, like, you know, spending time with friends, doing music, doing podcasts,
or a passion project.
Yes,
of sorts. And, yeah.
Yes, and so for the longest time, I've really been trying to avoid conversations like that, and when I do come across those conversations, more we talk. Let me kaya nga. Why would you care? Why?
Okay. What's it to you?
Yes. although well, respectfully, I will answer. I will answer nga, you know, VA. And then people do find, especially karon, like uso na kayo work from home setup, like the VA lifestyle is
how are you loving it so far, you know, being a virtual assistant.
You know, I've been doing VA for like over 10 years now, and nothing much.
That's a mighty long time.
Yeah,
like you're well adapted to this life. Yes. And post COVID.
This is work from home.
This is the guy.
Yes, yeah, so work from home concept. Anana ko ana. And so mo na siya nga like karon uso na ang VA, daghan kay VA, and then eventually like most of the time kay I find I get to like I learned that people are also doing VA na, and then every time makakawag, wala, VA po ka? And usually it's the same thing like emails, sheets.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And that's fun. But again, like, this, it's not you really
fulfilling.
Di ba, fulfilling siya in a way na I get to make some money. Abroad happy, and they make, I also make them have money. But eventually, it's not really a thing that I'm building for myself.
Yeah. It's not yours. So, yes, you know, that's, you know, you can't stake a claim on it because it's somebody else's and you're being paid and you have to act a certain way because you're paid. But it's different if it's yours.
Yep.
You know, like you can see there's the passion in it, the drive, the energy. Nagitanan. And I think this song, Magpuyo, it's everything that's manifested so far.
Yeah, for sure. Ikaw ba di, what do you, unsaing mo rag, when you first heard the song, what was your main takeaway, lyrically or even like sonically?
Well, yeah, like I said, it did remind me, it gave me some nostalgia of those 90s OPM songs. Although this one's in Bisaya. Imagine if this song was released 20 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Bah. You would have put maybe Bisaya on the map with this one.
Yeah. But, I would say bands like Missing Filimon, Phylum, they already put Bisaya on the map. And I think I draw a lot of inspiration from Missing
Filimon. From those guys.
Yes, I've always considered Missing Filimon as the. Are you familiar with Missing Filimon?
I've heard like some songs, but I can't really remember them.
Soroy Soroy, Sine Sine. I've always considered Missing Filimon to be the Eraserheads of Bisaya rock. Just because of the way that they construct stories, in Bisaya. And the way they use metaphors, but and that's the thing that I'm really struggling with.
It's so apparent. Magpuyo is a metaphor for like somebody trying to like check you out, like saan ka? Ay ko but ah. So far, like it took you around this long to finally do it. And how have you been receiving this so far, like finally announcing to the world, to your community, I finally dropped a song. It's on Spotify. Yeah. Is it received well? Like, how are you taking it?
Yeah, I think people are very supportive. I don't know if they're really like playing the song because, you know, they could just like and share the song, but
you know this. You're well versed with social media.
And it's fine. It's fine, good. Like a like and a share is all that it takes to show support and care. But I have heard some feedback on the song itself, and like they more or less they see the potential. I don't know if like they naanabay ka na murag repeat value or anything or something more like earwormy. I don't know, and I don't.
I played it 3 times today, just today. Wow. Yeah, I have to do my homework on
for folks. Sure.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've heard the song before. Like I listened to some of your previous songs and your covers.
Mm.
You're a starving artist, man, and this is your time, bro. Like I'm so happy for you, and I. Like artists need this kind of support.
Thank you.
Especially now with the landscape of things, you don't actually need a middleman anymore. You can be your own label, Lou.
Yeah.
Like we have the ability to do this. We can even have our own podcast. We can have our own communities. We can have our own threads.
For sure.
And these days, especially, this is so timely. Bagay rigi kayo, and as sky's the limit for you, man. And you said nga you're dabbling into hip hop. I can't imagine.
I wrote some verses. I wrote some verses. I don't think I'm the best, but I really love like rap and hip hop like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the first genres. Like, you know, katong nigawas ang Salbakuta before, like Stupid Love. Yeah, I yeah. really memorized that crap and all of that. Yeah. And so gitoy. Kanang,
But I wouldn't be surprised. But I wouldn't be surprised, Luke. Now, like, there's no room for purists anymore. That's the reason why nga dili ko ka imagine, because I am a purist. Like, I don't like it when genres mesh. So but now, like, you know, I'm so, yes, kaayo. Like, you got the Post Malones, you got the MGKs, yes, and yes. even sa local scene nato, trip hop, and yes. so on and so forth. So, what are we gonna expect a song from you nga, that's going to be a mix of both?
Yeah, I'm trying. Although, wala lisud pa siya, i-imagine sa for me. Although na yung kinasulat na verses, kaya you know daghan na instrumental sa YouTube, and then I just try to vibe with the beat, and then
thank God for no copyright.
yes, for sure. So, mga, by the way, today ira ako recognize na sa chat. Like,
sure, go for it, man.
Buddy, si Fitz Turalba is one of my bandmates sa aning up and coming band na ako ang among ginabuhat, where we write and perform heavier songs. Johan, hello, good evening. Piofi is my dear friend who is kanang also a band member of the band known as The World Is Not Round, a local band in Iligan. And yeah, hi Piofi.
You're connected. We even got somebody from local radio station. There's Kagandi or City. Lexter Tahanas, also a member of the Bisaya podcast page. Shout out, yep. Lex.
Mangabi. OGs.
Mangabi.
By the way, guys, you know, gamay na pong plug. If you are, it is my dream. Ako bito murag measure of success karon by is if yeah. I'm if someone invites me to come out to Cagayan and like perform. If makaperform ako sa CDO, like. For me, that's
why
it.
Not?
Like, I've made it.
Yeah. Like, how many songs does it take to play in a set? Upat na lang kayo. You got four songs yeah. under
Actually,
your belt? Yeah,
five. I really have the songs.
Exactly. Hey, that's the reason why I'm doing this, so that, you know, I am not saying I have the connections or maybe I can get you connected, but I do know people. And, you know, like, especially now, like, people will always give each other a shot. Like, you gave me a shot. This community right. gave me a shot. That newspaper publishing gave me a shot. You know, we never know. Anyone listening here, we got, actually, to be honest, Johan is from the band Swell. I'm just calling them out. Hey, let's go, see?
Let's this go. Guy's, yo, bye. I Swell, no? I listened to your song, the woozy one. It's very good.
Diba?
Yes.
They're actually gonna play sometime soon. Here, see Ike from Malay Balay. Come to Malay Balay, man. See?
Hi, Ike. So, good evening. Bye. Such an honor, if ever. Na ako yung murag gina-spot. Karami itong yaka nga murag cafe. Like, ano kong, what does it take like to be invited? Or like, I just want to come and like, basing medesin ay open jam or whatever. And you know, just perform some songs. And if I'm able to do that in the coming like months or even next year, kanang I can say to myself, yes, like the dream is done. The dream is complete. And pwede na rin ko move on to other things. Pero yeah, that's the dream for me right now. Cagayan, Bukidnon, let's go. Ay, bye, you're muted. You're muted, bye. Or like...
That was so wrong that you said that your dream will be completed. Don't complete the dream because there's always that thought nga basi mo undang na ka once you complete it.
I know, but I like kana bang when you set the dipod. I'm just setting my expectations like low so that walay heartache if ever I don't really reach whatever it is. Kaya usually you know when artists come up kanang ilade murag goal is like national recognition or saba. Ako kaya like right now even just trying to perform here sa Iligan. Where I'm from,
yeah,
it's hard. Like I had to set up my own event para lang makaperform ang band. Like, to be honest.
Oh.
Yes.
I think you got to, Lou, because, you know, like, you have to make some noise. Like, yes. The fuck, I'm here. Na ako diri. Like, you know. Yes. And I think there are some, like, groups, yeah, communities, just Iligan. Like, hey, if you're listening to this right now, Louis here needs that stage.
Yes,
and,
for sure.
I think you're very welcome here sa Cagayan because you have that diaspora effect. Like, yo, natay tayo, maabot ka ron, bay. Naay taga Iligan mo to ka. And you know how Iliganons are treated diri sa Cagayan? Mura mo mga kuan diri, bay. Like, di rin sa gods, pero like, you are like superstar level pag maabot mo diri kay, obviously, you're not from here. Like, yeah. tagsaon ra ba nga taga Iligan maabot? And I would say, like, kaning mga folks at the comment section or nag-abang sa music, like, anybody dayo nga maabot silang lugar, you have that DS4 effect.
I also feel the same way every time like Cagayan artists or Malaybalay or even Davao artists come to Iligan. Like, nagi special treatment. You know, like, you took the time and the effort to come here to perform your music. And that is something special na we need to respect and cherish. And so, yeah. And someone said, Pites man ang scene sa Iligan. And I totally agree. And like, especially karon ng murag, events are now slowly propping up. Like, actually, on the 23rd,
grabe.
April 23rd, na murag Bardry, a local bar that is reopening. And then, so, bigatin ng mga bands, like mga heavy metal ng mga bands will perform. And I'm looking forward to
finally.
That. Yeah, finally.
Some normalcy. The scene, balik na inay-inay. When they announce nga level 1, it's off to the races. Nagsunod-sunod ang mga event. Bam, 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 bam. You remember that, when was that? I think around March 26th, like a famous Bisaya rapper named Range gihapit dia sa Iligan. I saw the crowd by morara lagi wala nag-pandemic lagi.
Yeah, for sure.
It's as if non-existent kang corona because people are pitted against each other. Siksikan gay ba? You're in each other's face. Ma feel kini mo ginhawa sa imong tapad. But I didn't hear anything after ato. Like, except for local artists who felt like they didn't get the respect they deserve. Okay, people wanted to see mga dayo. Like, yeah, that big, sure. The big name. Mm. Usahay pod, like, yeah. I wish nga you making your own event would create a big splash in Iligan kay that's what any artist wants to be heard.
Yeah. We're just praying, you know, I don't know if it's raining but here it's raining kind of hard and and the event is like very on Saturday and we really are praying if magulan magali daog chance na ma-cancel or i-move na lang namo. But regardless, like, we're really looking forward to there are a lot of bands that are gonna perform for the first time since the pandemic hit.
Oh man.
So that's really
a lot of hope. A lot of people's hope are riding on this event. I hope ikaw una sa maka timing ka kanang dili pumunta kang ulan. But I know how it feels. Pero I think rain or shine, dayon siguro na. I think it adds more kuan. Mailan gid mga tao how they are hungry for music.
Yeah.
I think we got more comments here. Tara with Wayok. Hey. So, yeah, also this, there's this Wayok creatives workshop. I joined in Malaybalay workshop.
Hmm.
Yeah, they said they will be dropping in Iligan soon.
Wow.
Hopefully.
Pwede ako invite on self?
For sure.
For sure. Yes.
Ka-irons and zinc samok.
Ka-irons.
So, Lou, after magpuyo, like, what's next? Katahom?
That was the initial plan. Okay, you know, those are the songs that I already released on the internet. But I recently wrote a song that's like a foil or like an antithesis to the Magpuyo track.
Oh,
the title is like Maglakbay. Basically, it's about, you know, when you do go out, like, what are you spending your energy on? And, like, is it... But basically, the song is, like, a call to go back to nature and to enjoy it instead of, like, wasting your days in the city and doing normal, like, urban
so
things.
So, is this more of, like, traveling and stuff? Like, exploring nature, wilderness?
Like, the old goal is environmental awareness or something.
Oh, but, cool.
Pero basically that is the foil to that song, and still same na po ng vibe, alt rocky inana. And then probably the third would be Katahom, which already you said. And another thing put with Katahom is kanang I already discussed it with Eloy, the producer, my friend producer, and we had a hard time really figuring out like the sound.
I think the subject. Can I throw in my unsolicited like take on this? I think the song already is complete. Maybe just need some polishing from the producer. You know, like
I would tend to agree. It lends itself to an acoustic na murag sound. But I we did try like some percussions on it and some xylophones, and it works well naman po. So siguro like a stripped down lang gihapon siyang version, but na like additional instruments mo lang na, and also we're figuring out ang tempo sa song. Kay the song the one that I posted on the internet, like it's very, I realized now it's very slow, it's kind of dragging, and so the way to make it more interesting is to really amp up the tempo and then kanang add some embellishments para nagid siya variations. Mupo na one of the things that I discovered in writing, like in producing a song and in songwriting in general is like, you know, namagi like common. This is kind of technical. I hope kanan
go for that technical, man.
I hope kanan makasagot.
This is what it's about.
Yes.
For sure.
But you know, a song usually has a verse and then a chorus and then you go to the next verse and another chorus. And then a bridge, and then go back to the chorus. So there are repeating elements in the song. And so if you just repeat the same things, like the first verse and the second verse are like the same.
It's monotonous.
Yeah. It becomes very monotonous and like dragging and boring. So you have to really amp up. Like each line or each verse should have like a new thing introduced or like a new motif or a new variation of the initial. So even though it like melodically it's the same, there's something new that nga murag baka perk up sa ear sa listener. So and that's something that I'm really learning as I go along, and hopefully we will figure it out on this Katahom.
You're hyping me up with this your plans for Katahom, because if with that song giving, if you insert some like some keyboards on it and maybe some effects here and there, reminds me of this band called Early November. I'm not sure if diba, and that folk sound, emo folk sound, which is why like I really like your music, Lou, because it just throws me back to my past. Dili sad kaayo siya sa way imo mga kanta, but it's enough to drive emotions in someone like especially sa akong Katahom. It's so mellow. It really reminded me of like 2000s, mga 2005-ish, ba?
Actually, naapoy marag mga inspiration ng mga bands po, mga 2000s kid po. And again, I'm gonna say, kaning that's why the 2000s sound really comes out of what I'm trying to write is because when I really start delving into songwriting, kana gid ako mga first na mga inspiration. You know, that was the year, like 2005, 2004. Yeah. Mo na ang mga times na nagsugod yung sulat. And I think, kana karoon pa mangod siya na manifest, so murag nabiyaan ko gamay ato nga era, although I'm really trying to catch up yun. Pero I'm just kanang gigil ako nga katutanan ako mga gipent up ng mga ideas.
Ipagawas. Laliman ka 50 ka songs, 40 ka songs under your belt, just waiting for a recording studio.
Yeah, yeah.
recording artist naging ka, no? I think you could coin it nga recording artist ka, because especially you're in Spotify, and I think after a year, I think you will get your first pay. Wow! Nah, so you know, like I hope that, you know, like it also it needs to pay you back, diba? Okay. Some artists actually bank on this, like they need to like hype up one song every time. Maka 100k listens na siya. I think safe to say na para sila nga, they would get something in return by the next year, by annual yung limit sa, I don't know, depends on your aggregator unsa may kuan niya bahay niya sa imo.
Completely honest, bro, wala pa gyud na sa akong mind karon. I don't imagine myself like getting 1,000 let alone 100k. So
you're just fulfilling this, you know, this dream, yeah, diba? Because yeah. I've spoke to some like Gen Zers, like they're passionate, yes, they're very talented, but they also think business. When yeah. When I talk to them, they actually want to make this full time so that it could pay off everything for them, like their dream house. It could even pay for school.
Yeah,
milang gamiton to pay for tuition nila, pay car they want, life they want, the clothes they want.
Yeah.
Go for it.
As I've already, I don't know if you could tell from the song that I wrote. You know, I'm not really a super materialistic person. If you could tell from my background, I live a very simple life.
I like that, man.
I don't, in terms of like monetary success, a music scene, if it happens to me, then like good, like all well
bonus,
and good.
But
for now, if I need to leave off my kind of day to day job, like to make this work, and I'm privileged in a way, you know, because privilege manifests in a lot of ways, and some people are privileged enough that they can go all in
full time,
music, without having to worry about what to eat or what to spend. Okay, maybe because they have friends and family that will help them up. But in my case, like, you know, I've been like living on my own for like two decades. So it's everything rises and falls with me in terms of finances. So I really have to make myself like secure financially. And so dili ko basta maka all in sa music.
I think secure na gid si Louie kay he can now dabble with the music. he just released his first single in Spotify. But then again, this which makes your journey as an artist, you know, more valuable. Okay, you know, it wasn't easy to get there. Okay, you had to take care of other stuff first. Like I have a friend, kanisi Wayok. You know, he publicly expressed sa workshop nga. It was a long journey to be able to, like, you know, do what he loves, like be an artist, good, because he had to sacrifice a few things, you know, set aside. Yep. I really respect that, like props, man. And now you're in the baby steps, the beta phase of your like, let's say, artist career or so.
I appreciate it a lot, and makarelate po ko ni Mr. Miss Wayuk. You know, a lot of us kanang we really have the potential to make it in the scene, pero you know, it's sadly it's not just a matter of talent. It mostly is a matter of like geography, a matter of luck. Kay for example, if taga Manila ka and hiyang na ka dito, so mas dali ka makasulod sa eksena dito, ay mas daghag opportunities dito kay daghag bars, daghag suba mga music labels ito. But true. If you're someone from like Iligan and or Cagayan or like in Mindanao, basically dapat kayo ka kundi ka DIY ang music scene diri, and wala
for really sure major punk rock kayo until now kay Cagayan and Iligan and this kani Mindanaoan kun na gina siya mga bakasyonanan ra gini diri. Mga pang rest house ra gini siya diri. This place for now. I was once advised by Cookies, kailan man kani Cookies, bro.
Yep.
Kaya ana man ko, bro, maglisod mo og Bisaya sa pad. You know, I have a hard time. I like to you know, speak sa English medium kay mas maka-express ko. Bro, then you're in the, he wouldn't say nga wrong place, but he said nga, then you better move out of there. Like, move to Manila. That's your market. Mag-English ay man ka. Italiana man ka. But for in your case, just like what Ike is saying here in the comment section, Bizrock is coming alive. You know, like,
thank you.
Kayo.
Thank you.
And Bisaya music in general is making some noise. Props to our brothers in the Bisaya rap scene. They started that movement, and it's actually like they're actually paving ways for other forms of Bisaya art. Like Bisaya, any kind, it doesn't have to be music. It can be art, like any form of art. Kakapansin na ang Bisaya. And what a better time to be an artist. Spoon si Louie mag-double na ni mga NFTs bay. One person here sa comment section actually released his song as NFTs. Can you see 432hertz.888?
Wow.
It shows the name. Yeah. Murag pangalan sa anak ni Elon Musk ba? Those serial numbers. So, Patrick Paalam is a Bisaya rapper, and his music keeps evolving and also comes with kanong mga innovations in music. Like, he likes to be ahead. And he actually released his songs as NFTs. It's a really wonderful tool for artists, especially independent artists. Okay? Especially if people, like an artist, if you're a painter, somebody buys your painting, diba? That's all you need. Somebody to support your art. And so with the NFTs, I'll just give a small kind of explanation. With the NFTs, this is a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I think I'm familiar with NFTs.
Yeah. You know how this works. Like with the smart contracts, it allows you royalties on end when people buy and sell and collect your NFTs.
Yeah.
A song, a single can be packaged as an NFT. And can't wait till you dabble with that too, you know, because I think it can help you big time in the right time, maybe, you know.
Yeah,
in the right time. Karon, it's not massively adopted pa. The thought of an NFT actually scares a lot of folks because it sounds like a scam for now, but you know, I think just like social media and the internet, katong a lot of skeptics were saying it will never work. Its day will come.
Yeah. I see pull ilang marguana. You know, you can just copy paste and NFT art.
That's the case. That's true sa internet. But they say in Web3, in decentralized platforms, there's no way to copy and paste stuff because everything is a digitally authenticated.
Yep.
Magpuyo only belongs to Louis Gimoya. That's it. Wala lain creator ani. Siya gid ang original ani.
Yeah.
You can never do that.
Yes.
Hey man, we're almost in our 1 hour mark, and let's address more folks and then just cap this off.
Bye, thank you so much, Gil, for coming, for letting me talk this show. And you know,
I'm a fan
of that community that you've built over the past few months. Like, wala pagya po kani undang ba? It's something that I really expect. And maunang naanak ka sa mainstream karon na publishing company because you know they see
mainstream.
They see the work that you're putting in. So let's go.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that because you know what it's like. And dili gid lalim. And you know, you've been in social media for so long, bay. I've seen naokay na ko yung mga archives ni mo, Lou, sa YouTube. Why? You've been doing this for so long, bay.
Yeah, I've been trying. I've really been trying for sure.
Yeah, I respect that, man. You had those interviews, Nemo. You're like so knowledgeable in so many things, and you are so well versed with social media, and I respect the hustle, man.
Thank you.
And now you're an artist. I think it's the right time. 432Hertz, ngano sa Manila raman yud ang opportunity pwede man ta maghimog ato? Exactly. That's why Louie is putting up his own event.
the problem gid po, it's in the way that our government works na all of the money goes to the center and then it's just distributed to the provinces, which is sad. And we have to decentralize it. Mo bitaw na nga nai push for federalism, yeah. But federalism has its own problems. But wait lang ba ha, kaya nasakot to bago nga call ka din.
For sure. Let's just address more folks at the comment section. Ike, the demographs of Bisrak and Bisaya, ng music is expanding. Keep it up, kay daghan bago nga dungan nga ganahan maminaw. For sure. Thank you sa support, Ike. Little by little, shout out. Yes, live NFT minting soon. Pat, tomorrow, di ay ugma. Me and Pat. Is that tomorrow, Pat, or Friday? I'm sorry, Pat. I have to check atong kwan. I have to back read our messages. But we will do a live minting soon. Pat will release an NFT soon. Who? Shout out sa Mindanao hardcore punk scene.
Bye, muna akong ingon lagi. Karong 23. Deris Iligan na ay isa ka place din pangalan kay Mugiwara's Hideout or Mugiwara. Lost Treasure. Muna pangalan
oh,
sa
so
it's
so,
a very
venue,
intimate na venue and then there are perform mga hardcore ng mga bands like kasi oh, si akong amigo si Puppets na ni Shai banda pangalan Agathusha and then they perform like mga rock metal or so ba mga,
punk.
Kasi tawag sa inyo dyan na Puppets.
Hardcore punk, lagi daw.
Hardcore punk.
Well, that's nice. Kind of exclusive. Ba?
Yeah. Grabe ito mga mag-moshpit.
You don't want to be in that blender. Kaya nang washing, mura nag-washing machine. Maigo lang kag-usaka ko mo. Ano, bang, tumba, di ka salog. Joan, would love to watch your live performance soon, Lou.
Hi, Joe. Kita ka niya ta sa Cagayan if ever like
Yagi.
Diba na buwas Cagayan, Mick?
Yeah, I'm already here. Wala pa mi nag-meet ni Johan sukad-sukad. Pero pa siguro. Sige, meet pa tayo
din if. Makalugar ko, chat naman doha yeah. Para kaning.
Let us know, man. Let us know.
Kinapot si Kande, no? Si Imo or sa Cebu siya?
Si who? Imo, si Owen? Cebu siya. Cebu.
Yeah.
Si Juan, nice one na sa Malaybalay. Makita mo ta mi, pero wala man siya bay. Actually went to their store, pero wala siya tong time. Bisaya music bay lahi ra kayo, for sure.
Lagi, for sure. We're trying.
Chata pagumanin nimo. See you guys soon and all right. Sige, nice meet. Nag-meeting si Joan. All right, Lou. You've known the platform and this podcast by now and you we can never let you go. We'll hold you captive today if you don't answer this question. And familiar na magigitsiro ka, anyway. So Lou, like, yeah, that journey, by that journey lang yun. And you're in beta phase of your mong career as an artist ba? So what is your meaning of a huge upside, man? Knowing all of that.
Huge upside. You know, the huge upside is I would say na even if like the chips are down and things are not really like going your way, the huge upside is you can always try and there's you will never lose anything by trying but you will lose everything by not trying. So just try and try, even if it doesn't amount to anything, just the very act of trying is a win, and that is the huge upside.
With that kind of answer, bye. I think nothing is stopping Louis from releasing an album soon. 10-song album, 45 minutes. Inshallah. Louis, salamat sa pagdalikyat diri bay. I've always like admired you ever since na sapunta ka sa YouTube bay with your Hisgutanan Higalaay podcast before. You were interviewing artists po in Iligan and in Cebu. And I've always like watched you from afar and you've come a long way. And you're so busy campaigning and all. I have so much respect for you, man. And the passion is there. And I wish nothing but success and happiness for you. And we'll let you know if naigig dire, ikaw akong unang taong paibawan.
Sure.
If I can do something on my part, man, I would love to assist you to play here
thank
in Cagayan
City. Thank you so much.
Luis Jimoya, everyone. Yes, yeah. How can people reach you, by the way, and any last messages?
Right now, you know, just my Twitter and my Facebook. Just search for the name Louis. And na ako yung mga social media platforms before, like for the Higalayan, those are just search for my social media, and I usually reply to whatever as long as you're not attacking me.
Would have loved to talk about that, but maybe on another time though.
For sure.
Because Louis has his hands full. Thanks, my man. Like, I always appreciate. Thank you for taking the time. Louis Jumoy, everyone. Magpuyo, now streaming on Spotify. And that's it. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. The huge upside. Let's go. Gusto lang sila na makaot mo ang tanan nilang ibunga. Mura pag sila'y musakan. Wa sila kabalo na gusto lang nimo. Magpuyo sa balay kaysa magdayo. Di sila kapugong na ikaw maglukong. Kinsay ka sa bahinan, maglabot-labot murag nagkatag-iya sa imong oras o imong paningkamot. Daging man sila isa ba, gusto lang sila makichismis ko. Aduna ba kay alamang mura ba? Sa balay, kaysa magdayo, di sila kapukong.